You know the national headlines. In a moment, we'll give you Tuesday's local report of news from the real Niagara Radio. I'm Sal Panessa. Partly cloudy and muggy tonight. The overnight low temperatures in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, partly sunny in the morning, then clouding over with a chance of a shower or thunderstorm. Daytime high temperatures tomorrow in the mid-80s. And tomorrow night, cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms lingering. The overnight low temperatures in the mid-80s. Topping Tuesday's local news, police have not yet released the names of the victim in a homicide and the person that allegedly did it on Monday at the City Loft Apartments on Portage Road. The woman's body was found in the apartment, and the next day word comes from our tip line that the suspect turned himself into police. Other details concerning the incident have not yet been released by detectives, who said the suspect was scheduled for arraignment today in city court on a charge of second-degree murder. Detectives are still working on the case and are asking anyone with any information regarding the incident to call them at 286-4553. We'll have further details on this homicide when we update our news in our next report, if they become available. First reports in this case indicate that the murder stemmed from a domestic dispute. I'll have more local news in just a moment. But a reminder that our local news is brought to you by the Wellness Park Pharmacy at 87th and Buffalo Avenue in Niagara Falls and the Community Medical Pharmacy in Niagara Falls on Michigan Avenue just off Main. Due to the fact that other pharmacies in the area are closing, it'd be a good idea to call Wellness Park now at 260-1918 to schedule your next prescription delivery free of charge. They'll take care of all the details for you. All it takes is a phone call. So either call them or stop in and see them at Wellness Park, 87th and Buffalo Avenue, and the Community Pharmacy on Michigan Avenue just off Main. And the Daily Local News is brought to you by Chris Moore's Appliance Repair at 523-5911. If you ever need an appliance repaired, then you need Chris Moore. You can reach him at 523-5911. That's the number to get him there. The service call, it's $35 plus parts and labor. And that's a great deal for a repairman with 44 years of experience. Chris Moore, 523-5911. In other local news, an ongoing longtime neighbor dispute escalated to the point of one of the neighbors pulling out a legal handgun that he had a permit to carry when the neighbor he was arguing with allegedly approached him with an unknown object in his hand and reportedly threatened to kill him and his family and bury them under his pot plants in the backyard. Police said Michael Elkhorn of Frontier Avenue appeared to be highly intoxicated when they arrived on the scene. They ended up charging him with menacing and harassment in the case. According to officers, the incident erupted over an argument regarding fireworks and loud music. Elkhorn then reportedly approached his neighbor, making the threats until his neighbor pulled out the gun. And when Elkhorn saw that, he was said to have returned to his house and called the police. No injuries were reported in connection with that case. Now Elkhorn can explain his actions in city court later this month. In the 800 block of 16th Street, another neighbor dispute reported between an upper and lower neighbor that escalated into a physical confrontation until one of the combatants pulled out a can of pepper spray and released it in his neighbor's face. After police investigated the incident, James Swatowski of 16th Street was charged with harassment and illegal possession of a noxious substance. He was booked on the charges and will appear later this month in city court. The neighbor that got pepper sprayed requested treatment for his injuries and also asked for an order of protection against Swatowski. A man who said he was preparing for a block party has been arrested by police for causing considerable damage to the curb and road in the area of Fairfield and Highland Avenue when he allegedly spray-painted travel directions and warnings to get off your phone and slow down on the pavement. Charged with criminal mischief and making graffiti in the case was Aaron Union of Fairfield Avenue. City officials said it'll take about $4,000 to $5,000 worth of work to remove all the unauthorized directions that were spray-painted on the pavement. Police pulled over a reported speeding car at Military and the Boulevard when the driver reportedly began yelling at the police, "Why'd you stop me? I don't want to talk with you." Police said the driver, now identified as Demetrius Watson of 23rd Street refused to hand over his license and registration for the car. Watson was then ordered out of the vehicle at taser point and complied, but struggled when officers tried to put handcuffs on him. Eventually, Watson was charged with speeding, resisting arrest, and obstructing governmental administration. He was eventually released on the state's preferred appearance ticket, and his car was towed for blocking traffic. An alleged shoplifter was arrested in the area of the Family Dollar store on Portage Road yesterday. Police said, working on a description, they located Sean Steck Levage, who was listed as homeless in the area of 13th and Whitney. Police said he was allegedly carrying the items that he was accused of taking from the store. Authorities said they recovered Clorox and hand wipes in a bag that Steck Levage was in possession of, with the products worth about $55. He was issued an appearance ticket for the incident and released pending a further court appearance. Police arrested a man at Tops at 72nd and the Boulevard yesterday after he reportedly left the store with $95 worth of unpaid items. He was identified as Wade Nearhood of Grand Avenue, who was charged with petty larceny, then was turned over to the Niagara County Sheriff's Department, who was said to be holding an outstanding warrant for Nearhood. A man who allegedly tried taking an alcoholic beverage from Mario's at 23rd and Pine was arrested yesterday after store employees locked him in the store. The employees told police that they told him to take the beverage out of his waistband, but the suspect told them it wasn't a beverage, it was a gun. Police arrived and checked the suspect for a weapon, but found none. Charged with petty larceny in the case and with false personation for giving them a false name, was William McDonald of Lockport, but he reportedly refused to be fingerprinted for identification and was held until his true identity can be confirmed. Authorities said he was also wanted on a warrant from the Sheriff's Department on a warrant there, and deputies were notified that he was in custody. A person evicted by city marshals from an apartment at 17th and Whitney was arrested after she was reportedly spotted back in the house again. When confronted there, police said Chica Gabby swung a crack pipe at the caller and cut his hand with it. Gabby was charged with aggravated assault in the case and with criminal mischief after she reportedly grabbed a chain on the neck of the caller and broke it. Gabby was then transported to headquarters and booked on the charges. The man that was cut by the crack pipe refused any treatment. And now, this is getting to the point of being ridiculous. Last week, we alluded to the fact that DeKendra Lancaster, who has been arrested several times in the past few weeks for aggressive panhandling and trespassing, was arrested again yesterday after being found on various properties where he was told to stay away from before. But it seems like every few days he gets arrested again. I realize with the state's bail reform, they want the police to give an appearance ticket to these repeat violators and then let them go till the next time. But a lot of these offenders never show up in court. And even if they do, they might pay a small fine and told not to do it again. That's even if they're making hundreds of dollars a day scaring visitors and elderly people begging for money. And it seems to me, especially with the frequent report of homicides and serious crimes in our area, that the police have better things to do than to spend their time writing appearance tickets to these constant violators. Maybe the judges should take a closer look at how many times they've been arrested and maybe give them a few days in jail to think about it. Well, yesterday, DeKendra Lancaster was arrested again for sleeping at McDonald's on Pine Avenue after being arrested and charged there several times in the past few weeks. So, just for the heck of it, we're going to start the Lancaster file. Let's say he was charged and let go at least four times in the past few days, and we'll also keep a running total of his appearance tickets. We'll just start at four, but we'll check to see if his complete record can be obtained, but maybe not, because the state doesn't want to inconvenience the poor people that keep committing these minor violations and don't really consider the people that they scare and take money from. I guess you're never bothered by these petty thieves, Governor Hochul. Of course, you have 24-hour state police protection that the average citizen doesn't have the luxury of. If it happens in your area, we want you to know about it. And if you see news in the making, we want to know. So call our Ride with Joe tip line 24 hours a day at 371-0046. And remember, for safe, reasonable transportation to any area airport, including Toronto and Hamilton, you can ride with Joe. To schedule your next ride, call Joe at 525-3662. We update the news every Monday to Friday afternoon here on Niagara Radio, and you can hear it on the hour and half hour on NiagaraRadio.net or by entering NiagaraRadio.net in the search bar on Facebook. It's local news at its best, with a lot of stories you won't hear anywhere else. And it's all here on the Real Niagara Radio. I'm Sal Panessa.